Welcome. You're in the mix with Top Gay Music, brought to you by Ty Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT plus community. Now, here's your host, Ty Mitch.
This call is being recorded.
Hello.
What's good?
Bammy.
Hi, babe.
This is definitely one of those spare the moment things. Hold on, let me put my my cough drops in my tea like my like Wendy do.
Period.
Let me put my cough drops in my tea. Listen, oh my God, thank you for taking this call. What are you doing, bitch?
I am literally sitting here watching the Golden Girls and just chilling.
Wow, you watching the Golden Girls? But let me tell you something. Rest in peace, Betty White. But there's a big uproar. Like they're about to celebrate her whole like birthday or whatever on the 17th,
right.
And that's Martin Luther King Day.
I know. I was like,
timing. So I'm like, what's going on? But you want to know something, baby? Y'all so up in arms about Betty White. Did y'all even check on your grandmother?
Child, my grandma was the one who called me and told me Betty died.
Yeah.
I was in the mall doing a little shopping. And, like, no, my grandma played a real well because her and I have this ritual where we just eat ice cream and watch Golden Girls marathons.
Uh-huh,
and so she called me. She was like, did you hear the news? And I'm like, what news? But mind you, before I say what I'm about to say, my aunt was in the hospital at the same time. So I'm thinking the worst. When she says she's gone. And I'm like, and I instantly started crying in the mall because I'm thinking my aunt passed away. And she was like, no, not Tiffany. She was like, Betty. And I said, Betty who? She was like, Betty White. And I instantly kept crying. I was like, not our girl.
Yes. Shout out. No, but yeah, that's a big one. The Golden Girls is definitely one of my favorites, favorite sitcoms there is. So definitely shout out to Betty's family and condolences to the whole camp over there. But I'm concerned about the camp over there at the Bammy studio.
We back running.
You are the last interview that I had.
Really?
Artist-wise, I think I did you in November. That was around Thanksgiving.
And the crazy thing is, since then and now, a lot of shit has happened and transpired and changed. So, yes, the camp is, we back up and running full-time now.
Yeah? I can't hold on. Let me take a sip. This tea is probably too hot. I was just so excited. I was like, let me give this bitch 5 minutes because I only gave her two to tell her I was calling.
All right, I was like, right now? Like, okay. Shit, okay.
Yeah, because I got to get you while you hot. This release is coming out.
Yeah, it's first coming out literally midnight.
Catch me up. What the? What? Can, like, what? I thought you said bitch, stop. Like, girl!
That's the funny thing, because everybody, remember, you know, I've said that, which I held up to it, because I haven't released a song since August of last year, and that's a pretty time chunk. But the last time you and I did speak, you know, it was a lot going on, like, mentally, and, you know, I was just like, I just can't do it. So I literally stopped thinking about music, just stopped altogether, and then I was like, I can't. I got people who genuinely love and support me and rock with me just for me and the music. So I was like, let me see if I was having people send me beats and everything. I was like, hey, send me something. I want to, you know, get back on the horse again and see what I can come up with. So the time that I was away and not making music, you know, I got in a better headspace and, you know, I pulled myself out of the darkness that I was in and I was having fun writing and recording again. And the new music is not anything that you would expect from me. I put it like this. It's more of a grown, mature, and sexy vibe for me.
Wait, so let me stop you there. You're saying new music. like a couple of tracks or a project or something?
The project is done. Let's just say that. I took the time from Thanksgiving up until literally like 2 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
because that was the last time I talked to you.
So then until now, like 2 weeks ago, I finished the entire project. I'm just waiting on a verse from somebody. But I put the whole project is done. I came back swinging. It's more, I'll put it like this. Y'all know, y'all love the ass twerking music for me, the raunchiness. And I will say, please do not go in expecting that from my project. It's definitely, the people that have listened to it and heard it, they described it as my pink print, because it's more emotional in telling my story.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah. So, I'm back. The first single from the project drops midnight tonight. It's called Body, you know, giving a good R&B vibe.
So right. Right. So wait. Okay, so Body is released already, right?
Midnight the 14th. So, you know, what's today? Yeah,
Thursday.
No,
I'm talking about the song.
Oh, no, it comes out Friday. You know, midnight Friday.
Oh, bitch, I thought the song was out. I'm like, where can I find this song out? Song at? I thought the song was out.
So it'll be a few more hours. So, yeah, it's coming out Friday, on Friday.
Okay. All right. So, bitch, now I'm going to tell you what I want to tell you, because you already know I'm going to get in that ass. This is how you fucking roll out a single, bitch.
Listen,
is how you roll out a fucking single, bitch.
Listen, and thank you for noticing that, because, like, again, when I was away, you know, I was like, I never had a proper rollout. Yeah, the stuff that I released, you know, it was cute, you know, whatever. I was like, if I'm going to step away and make it public that I'm not doing anything no more, and then when I decide to come back, I'm going to come back the right fucking way.
Yeah,
and do
bitch,
this
you
shit
gotta come back public.
So I was like, I hit up, after I recorded the song, now mind you, Body, out of all of the beats and stuff that I've recorded for the album, Body was something I was not thought of. It wasn't supposed to be a thing. And at the last session, I got sent the beat, and I was like, oh, it is so nostalgic, because when you hear it, you're going to instantly think of two songs automatically, because I sampled a major song. And I was like, wait a minute, because I originally wanted something hardcore coming back, you know, talking shit, you know, that type of shit. But I'm like, you know what, I'm going to save that for when it's needed. So ended up recording Body in like less than an hour. My boyfriend and my engineer, everybody, they was like, wait. This is the one. And I haven't felt like this. I haven't felt this way about a song since I dropped Boys, and everybody loves Boys. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's do it. So I hit my boyfriend up. I was like, babe, I want to shoot a video for Body. So he helped me put everything together, you know, timing and all that stuff. So, yeah, I had to come back hard in the correct way.
Okay, so wait. So who's the director of Body? Like, who's doing your videography?
See, with that being said, I traveled, because I live in Nashville. I traveled to Cleveland. I traveled to Cleveland, Ohio to shoot the video. He's on my boyfriend's team. He goes by the name of The Fifth Loco, and he does a lot of artists up there, you know, their shows and everything like that. And so he gave my boyfriend a nice deal, me and him, you know, on pricing-wise. So I was like, I'm going to go with you, because you know what you're doing, and you know my boyfriend so close. I was like, we all know the vision. So, yeah, he's up in Cleveland, and it was fun.
Okay,
being my very
so
first
shout
video.
Out to him. I'm definitely going to tag him so he can get some love. And so your boyfriend is a rapper?
He is a rapper as well in the Cleveland area. Yep.
Oh, so your boyfriend's from Cleveland?
He's from Cleveland.
And you're from where?
I'm originally from Virginia, but I live in Nashville.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He's originally from Cleveland, so y'all living together.
That's coming. We talking about that now.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I think it's
no,
with me
like,
about to be.
Go ahead.
With me about to be 30 in a couple of years, I'm like, it's time to you know, start settling down and, you know, slow down a little
bit.
But
you want to know something? I don't think I'm getting bit by that 30 bug. I'm really like, you, like, I don't want that narrative no more for nobody no more. That 30 mark, like, everybody says 30, 30, 30, 30, and then you'll start to reevaluate and then be like, well, I should have been here at this age because 30 is the age where boom, boom, boom. There's some like individuals and some adolescents and kids that are kicked out of the house and they're made to be mature and their 30 is 21 years old or 15 years old, 16 years old. You know what I mean? I feel as though we have to trust the process and just be grateful for the moment and knowing that our vision is coming to pass and our and what we want is coming our way because we're working hard for it.
100%.
Yeah. So keep your 30s open.
Child, every time I hear it, I just be like, damn, it's about to creep.
I know,
because
this is my birthday. My birthday is February 2nd, and I'm turning 25.
You're 25. Oh, you still got 5
for
you.
No, I didn't say 25. I said 20 fine.
Oh, 20 fine. Okay. I see what you did there. Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
I'm turning 20 fine, and I was like, we're not about to get into the 30 old. Oh, why should I not know? I am healthy. I am here. I am able to create. I am able to be loved. I am able to love. I am here, and I am where I am supposed to be right now.
Mm,
and if I was anywhere else, I would probably regret being there instead of where I am right now. So I have to live in this moment. And everything that I am in right now is because I made myself into being here in this moment. And if I don't like it, it's my fault.
I 100% agree.
You know what I mean? So I'm just so happy for you.
This is how you
roll out a motherfucking single, bitch. First of all, I thought the motherfucker, I was about to get in your ass. I was about to say, you never release a motherfucking song and then release the video.
Now, I will say, it's not coming, the video and the song is not being released at the same time. I was just posting, you know, like behind the scenes to get people hyped for the video. The video has a release date, but of course, I'm not going to say it just yet. But
yeah, hold on, girl. You not finna play with the girls like this.
I got to tease. I told you in that. Like, everybody, I'm coming hard. I'm going to tease everybody.
Damn it.
You're going to get the, hold on. You're going to get the song first. Then you're going to get the video. And then the icing on the cake is an official remix with someone whose voice is amazing in our community. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not releasing this. The girls are waiting for a video, girl.
You got one.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you this. Is the video done?
It actually is done. It is done.
Okay. Well,
now
did
the thing
you do
is,
the video?
Though, now the thing is, that. Though, there's two versions of the video. The first version, I was like, this is a little too risque. It's a lot of skin showing. So I was like, we're going to have to, I said, create like a edited clean version too. Because, yeah, the original version is a little X-rated. The song is called Body, right? So I was showing Body.
Okay, and Bambi, you're going to, the girls are going to drag you. And Bambi.
Look.
Well, bitch, no, I'm going to drag you.
Drag me,
Oh, my God, I've been waiting too. How long have you, started this like 2 weeks ago now that I'm seeing Body on my timeline. I'm really seeing Body all over my motherfucking timeline, and I'm getting hypnotized by the lips and the motherfucking spirally white and black stripes in the back. I'm getting hypnotized, and you're telling me I'm not going to be under full hypnotist, whatever you say it. Until later on?
But listen, though, like, I don't want to release it all at once. You got to, I'm going to keep you wanting more and teasing. This is all a part of the plan because it's something else about to happen, too, that I'm not going to say, but I took some time off, but now I'm back, and that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, so, everybody, Listen up. This is an exclusive. If you haven't heard it anywhere, you've heard it here. That body is going to be a single. Am I correct?
That is correct. The official.
And you are not
single.
Getting the video at 12 o'clock.
You're getting a song at 12 o'clock, yes.
You're getting the song at 12 o'clock. But y'all bitches is not getting the video.
Mm-mm.
Boom.
Nope. Nope. Because y'all got to be prepared for what y'all about to see. It's a lot of skin.
All right.
So
is this your first music video?
It is my very first
you
music
know
video.
What? I thought it was. I thought, you know what? I get really excited about music videos. I don't have any. But the more that I see independent artists do them, makes me feel like it's possible because it is possible. I'm one that has, which I'm sure everybody does, has, you know, crazy visions. And it's like, well, if I can't do it this way, then I don't want to do it.
But and that's the crazy thing about, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
And that's the crazy thing because, of course, you know, I've had the song. I've recorded the song, actually, first week in December, actually. And I was just sitting on it, contemplating going back and forth between this song and a hardcore rap song to do a video for. And the vision for this, it was just so grand in my head, listening to the sample on it and the lyrics. I was like, I want something soft and sensual and sexy. And, of course, I had my boyfriend. He helped me, you know, come up with a treatment and all that stuff. But the thing is, everything we've written down went totally out the window when we were actually filming it. Because we were just coming up with better, bigger and better ideas as we were, you know, yeah, seeing how everything was looking out on the camera. I was like, no. Scrape this whole bedroom scene. It was a parking garage that I seen. I was like, we're going to do something here. They give like a little, like an edgy hip hop, you know, like Bonnie and Clyde type feel.
Right.
So you're going to see all of that. And yeah. Yeah.
You know what? That's so crazy. That's so beautiful. That shines light on a team. And that's so beautiful that you can see one vision for yourself, but somebody else can say, you know what? How about this? Or, like, you know, you bounce ideas off of each other and everybody sharpens each
yep.
other. So I'm definitely here for that relationship. Definitely keep him in the front pocket. Definitely keep him because I have been in relationships. And I've always said this. If in your relationship you are not able to create within the median of your creativity, it's not a good relationship for you.
Not at all.
If your relationship makes you focus on your relationship more than it makes you focus on your fucking creativity and it drains you of your creativity, it's not a good relationship for you. Like, I'm literally going to have to be with somebody that is an artist or
exactly.
doing something creative. Because you're not going to understand that I'm not going to be available 24/7 because my mind is not available to you 24/7.
Exactly. And I'm glad he gets it, too, because him being an artist
exactly.
as well. So
it's
a perfect balance. Like,
yes.
It's crazy because we go back and forth, not arguing, but we be playful. He loves
right.
the music. He loves the music of me where I'm talking shit and, you know, being hard. And I'm like, no, I like the softer side of me. And with his music,
right.
I'm like, I love his softer side. But we go back and forth. But the chemistry, especially between us as artists, is really amazing.
And you want to know something?
What?
You guys are speaking. You guys speak the same love language. I'm very big on language. Without language, there's no way that we can communicate.
Exactly.
To each other, without the same, I want to go deeper, without the same definition of certain words. Like, I'm not going to argue with you if your definition of the subject is completely different than mine.
Exactly.
Because we're
yep.
not going to go nowhere. It's like we're sitting in the boat
and we're rowing, but the boat is tied to the dock. We're working, we're arguing, wasting all of this energy, but we're going nowhere.
Exactly.
So I don't even argue with people that have different definitions or, you know, points of views on certain topics, certain things, certain beliefs, certain, like, ways of life and things like that. Like, I don't even get all deep into that with people because that's a waste of, like, energy. But when you find somebody, bitch, that speaks that same love language like you speak, it is
keep them
amazing. Keep them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy. Because now that nigga got you feeling your motherfucking pussy. Now that ass has got a song called out by Body. Got two fucking versions of the fucking song. The bitch got too freaky on the first one. Had to edit it out. Like, oh. Now you carrying on giving the girls a song. Then later on you giving them a video. Then you going to give them a remix. Then you doing all this carrying. Girl, your pussy is feeling really fucking good right now, bitch.
I will say.
It's real warm right now, bitch.
He definitely inspired me to get back to doing everything because after the last interview with you, like, again, I did say I was not doing anything. And he was like, mm-hmm. really? And, like, he was just like, nigga, really? Really? You sitting on all this stuff you writing? Because I started writing for other people, you know, doing stuff, you know, behind the scenes while
right.
I was, you know.
Right.
But he was like, I need you to smoke, drink, do whatever you need to do to get back in your bag. Somebody need to piss
right.
you off. Or I was like, I'm cool right,
right
now.
Yes. Well, shout out to those people that shake the motherfucking person to wake the fuck up. Shout out to those people. Because you know what? We could get so, like, outer body in this shit. Like, it's like we doing it, but then we become zombie to it. And it's like, well, you know, I'm going to take a break because I feel as though X, Y, and Z. But you still got babies that need to be fed.
I know. And that's what also he looked at. He was, I didn't know he followed my Twitter, too. I know about the other social media. And he was like, every time you, like, post a snippet or something, you know, you always get comments. I was like, yeah, whatever. And he, like, I wasn't thinking about all that stuff because, again, mentally I said, fuck music for a little bit because I wanted to, you know, work, you know, get my money up with my full-time job and, you know, do what I just needed to do around because my friends was going through stuff. I was going through stuff. But he really helped me out as far as pulling me out of that, which I'm forever, you know, I'll be forever thankful and grateful for him for that. Now he just won't shut up about what's next, what's next. I'm just like, boy, give me
That's
a second.
Great. I love it. I love it. And I'm so happy for you. I would
Thank
say,
you.
You know what, since it's going to be out at 12 o'clock, So how we have an option. Do you want me to wait to 12 o'clock to release this, or do you want me to release this before 12 o'clock?
That's actually a good question. Do it before.
Okay. I'll do it before 12 o'clock.
Before, yeah. So that way it'll be like one thing after another. Bang, bang, bang. There you go.
Right.
I told you, I'm back on my bullshit. Let's get it.
Yes. I love that. I love that for you. I definitely
like
love that because that's where I'm at. I'm at, like, and this is the first music video. So this is, like, major. This is, like oh, shit. Well, it's not the music video. Well, you have a music video in the pocket. So it's, like, a major. Like, you're feeling, like, really good right now. So it's, like, I'm also working on a music video. It's in its first stages of production. I'm not going to say what song, but it's definitely in production, and it's time to crank her out and for me to do what I need to do legal-wise to do so, because I want everything right. I don't want to have to take nothing down and then do all of that dumb shit, you know. But
right.
I'm definitely here for artists furthering their artistry. And really, your passion is where you invest. You know
it
what I'm saying?
Is.
Whatever. If you ever want to know what somebody really fucking cares about or gives a fuck about, check their bank account. It'll tell you, bitch, you like eating. You like going to the gym more. You like making music videos. You like making music because everything is documented right in y'all bank accounts. Y'all need to know it. If y'all don't know yourselves by now, y'all need to check y'all motherfucking bank accounts.
Because, but like the, of course we like Body, but the, even like the whole album had a rebranding. Like Bamylicious, right. Of course everybody knew Bamylicious was a thing. That is no longer a thing.
Ooh, girl, the girl is debunking her things because she said, I got the thing of the thing. The hottest bitch said, that's not no longer the thing, honey. Yes.
Like,
what
it's,
you
it's,
thought
it's
was
down
the thing is no longer.
Like, down the line, yeah, I may revisit that or make it a song or whatever, but the album does have a new name, and it is self-titled. Not Bammy, of course. It's my real name. So the album is called Timane, which is my real name, and it signifies growth and signifies, you know, I wanted, with this new version of the music, especially with the project being a debut project, I sat back with all the tracks that I have did and the new ones that I did, and I was like, you know what? I want to do what a lot of artists don't do anymore and tell a story from start to finish with the project. So you're going to start off triumphant, you know, and you're going to have fun. Then you're going to hit a part of the project where it's like heartbreak. And then it ends on a happy note for triumph.
Right. Yeah, a complete story. And that also shines light on track listing and being strategic on where you place the songs and the storytelling. And just that there's a science to this shit. This shit is not no fucking, this is not no hobby. This is literally the soundtrack to my, this is not a hobby. A hobby is playing spades, Uno, riding your fucking bike. This is fucking my life soundtrack. So this is strategic. This is my artistry. This is my way I can express myself. Because if I told y'all like I'm telling, talking now, y'all would think I was fucking lying or crazy.
And I will say this, as I stated, like, on Twitter, Instagram, and everything, and even I said it earlier, like, don't go in expecting, like, pro and, like, the raunchy turn-up songs. Don't get me wrong. There is a couple on there, because I can't forget, you know, where I came from with the music. But there is more mature, meaningful music with substance and real lyrics. Because I had to throw in a little ass-shaking banger.
Of course,
I want this to be the rebranded version of me to show I've refocused, I'm grounded again.
Now hold on, bitch. We not gonna make it seem like since we got some twerking ass songs that we not mature now, because y'all could twerk y'all asses, but y'all need to be twerking y'all asses after y'all pay y'all bills.
Listen. Okay, so let me rephrase
that. And graduate from college.
So let me rephrase that, though. So we love our ass-shaking pro music and, you know, all that type of music. But I've seen a couple of comments that said that's all I know how to make. So I was
okay. Oh, we got another story.
It was a straight rapper. It was a straight rapper that I know. That's all that matters. That he ain't getting. I already laid him out. I already put that to rest. But yeah, it's already done. I don't do that social media going back and forth shit. I hit him up personally because I know him personally. But yeah, and I was like, I don't always make it. So let me go ahead and come out swinging with an R&B song, a ballad where I'm literally singing, hitting notes and shit. So yeah.
Not hitting notes.
Oh, baby.
Oh my God. Bammy, I love it. You made my fucking night. I'm about to go lay my fucking ass down. I'm so happy that you picked up the phone. I'm so happy. I can't wait.
Bitch, when you said let's do it now, I said, wait, what?
I'm not playing. I'm doing it now. I'm gonna have all my fucking shit by the motherfucking. I need y'all to know it is 1:50 in the morning. Where I'm at, it's Thursday the 13th at 1:50 in the morning, and I'm doing an interview for a song that comes out in 24 hours.
Period. Body, body, yaddy, yaddy. I'm just so excited. I can't wait for everybody to hear this new sound.
I know. That's why I wanted to do it right. I wanted to do it right fucking now because I know you're excited, and I know everybody gets very excited and anxious, you know, as we wind down to the last, you know, couple of hours or whatever the case may be. So I wanted all that energy to portray on the motherfucking recording. And I'm happy for you, and I'm going to support you. I'm very big on support because that's why we're not where we're supposed to be, because we don't support each other.
Right, like, no, okay, ain't nobody got time for that catty shit, that bias shit.
Nobody has more than nobody. No, that's not how this thing works.
Until somebody get an actual record deal and getting thousands and all that shit, keep that shit to yourself. Keep that cattiness to yourself.
You know what I'm saying? But even if you do get that record deal, what good is that record deal if you're not opening up windows and reaching back out to the producer that you was producing with, or doing features with the people that featured you before you got the deal, or doing business with the people that brought you, you know, made you who you, like, what good is
speaking
that
of
fucking
that,
ice?
Speaking of that, that's funny you said that, because, like, okay, so everybody knows me and Noel Nix are very close. And even also a couple of us other and close knit, and we've said it before in the past. It was like, bitch, one of us got to get on to put the other one on. So
that's how it works. That's how it's supposed to go. Shout out to T.S. Madison. T.S. Madison got a new talk show turned out on Fox Soul. Shout out to T.S. Madison. T.S. Madison, it's really good. It's really good. T.S. Madison got everybody that she worked with down in that fucking basement. Up there at Fox Soul. And I was like, you know what? That's how you fucking do it. Why am I outsourcing somebody from the Fox Soul people when I got people in my own fucking house, in my own fucking vicinity, that has been with me when we was down in the motherfucking basement? You wasn't with me shooting in the gym, nigga. So don't think you won the championship ring when that fucking last brother was.
You hit the nail on the head talking about, you know, whoever was with you coming up, they should be with you when you make it. And so, like, that's who I center. Like, I have a team now. That's what also happened, you know, the time I was off. And I'm working on this manager thing. And the manager that I'm talking to, you know, trying to piece everything together, him and I have been friends forever. And he knows what the fuck he's doing. So I'm like, okay, we friends. We know what we're doing. So let's ride together.
And that's how it works. And that's how you fill your car. And once your car is filled, everybody chips in to the desk. Y'all all got the same destination. You the driver. Y'all all got the same destination. And y'all move forward with your journey to wherever you want to be or whatever your version of success is for you, because it's different for a lot of people.
Exactly.
So fill your car. But this is the thing. We're not tying nobody to the roof. We're not adding no fucking trailer on the back of that bitch. We're not adding no fucking boats, bicycles, or bells or whistles on that motherfucker. Once your car is full, it's full.
And that's on what, guys of the world?
Period. I love you, Demi.
I love you.
Have
too,
a good
baby.
Night.
Of course, this was fun. Good night.
Yes. I'll be listening at 12.
Okay, thank you.
Add us all. Love you. Mwah.
Love you too. Bye.
You've been listening to Top Gay Music, brought to you by Time Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT+ community. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Top Gay Music to get new, fresh weekly content. Until next time, never let your voice be silenced.